The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
And now, The Trumpet Daily with Stephen Flurry.
There's no going forward. There's no 2022. There's no 2024. The Republicans say, oh, election's about the future. The future is now, and the future is about 3 November. There's three things in this world. There's three things in this world right now, three events. If we get to the bottom of it, everything becomes clear. What happened in the Wuhan lab and who's responsible for it? That virus, number one. Number two, what happened on 3 November of 2020? Who's responsible and who's going to be held accountable? And the third is what happened on 1-6? Was it a failure of intelligence as we've been processed and been told? Or is it a failed intelligence operation against the American people? You get to the bottom of those three things, you find out who's responsible, and you hold them accountable, and you're going to get your country back.
That's commentator Steve Bannon, a former advisor to Donald Trump, of course. He's now got his daily podcast. And there he was yesterday at Mike Lindell's cyber symposium in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And he talked about the three lies, basically, or cover-ups, however you want to look at it. And they're all connected, aren't they? They're all connected. The communists needed the pandemic, and we've talked before about how that got started, going back to Fauci's comments even days before Donald Trump came into office in 2017. So you need the pandemic in order to steal the election. Then you complete the steal on November 3rd. Well, it went on for days after, as we know, because of all of their thievery, their shenanigans. And then you need the January 6th narrative to cover up the steal. I mean, we've got to blot out this seminar going on. We've got to blot out the symposium. Very disappointing today to see Tom Elliott. I like his tweets. I like his clips. He provides us with a lot of clips on this show from Grabian. And yet in his morning email with all the clips of the day yesterday, not one from Mike Lindell's symposium. Well, we'll have some on today's show. You're listening to Stephen Flurry, and this is The Trumpet Daily. We certainly appreciate you joining our growing audience. We come to you every day live from our own website, thetrumpet.com/live. It's 11 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone, 12 noon out on the East Coast, 9 a.m. every weekday morning on the West Coast. And, of course, you've got to make the calculation for your time zone if you live overseas. So every day on thetrumpet.com. And then, of course, we're coming to you live, the audio version of this show. It comes to you live through our broadcast partners' broadcast, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Channel 3 on that platform. And Parker, I think I have it here somewhere, he sent me the time of the replay. 8 p.m., I think that's on the West Coast, so it'd be 10 p.m. at night here in Oklahoma or in the Central Time Zone. So it's live every day on CRN Digital Talk Radio Channel 3, and then it's replayed later in the evening, 8 p.m. on the West Coast and 11 p.m. on the East Coast. A couple of emails because I keep running out of time to get into any of these. But this one here says, I just watched the show from August 10th. That would be yesterday. What an outstanding program. I've been listening and watching for quite some time and am moved by what I hear. Keep up the good work. You and the show are included in my daily prayers. Well, we certainly do need those prayers. We need God's guidance. We need God's perspective, as I'm going to try to get into today, even as we go through some of these clips. Another one here, this comes from Texas. It says, I came across this program because I was listening to Christian radio, and I'm so excited. I have learned so much about the Bible from it. I was in a store in the Bahamas recently, and this lady was listening to the Trumpet Daily, and I heard some key words. I asked her who she was listening to, and she said it was a preacher out of Oklahoma. And I said, oh, wow, it sounds like everything I believe in. This lady believed that this is a report from someone who picked up this feedback over the phone. It says, this lady believed that Trump won and Biden was fake. She was the one who introduced me to it. She said everything that happens in America gives them hope. I like the Trumpet Daily because it's more biblical than any other Christian radio. So many Christians are going against all of this, and they're standing up for the wrong side. I'm very glad, it says, to find someone speaking the truth. It's hard to do because you can get attacked. It's hard to speak the truth these days because you come under attack. Quite a lot of the symposium yesterday was Mike Lindell going on, and he does tend to ramble sometimes, telling Sam it would be better. I think today he's taken my advice, even though I didn't give it to him directly. A little less of him and a little more from the experts. But in any event, he was in full attack mode against the media, the liars, the propagandists in the media. And whether you like his style or not, and he's not the greatest communicator in the world, but you have to admire the man's energy. You have to admire the man's willingness to sacrifice for his country, to fight courageously, boldly. He's been trying to get this message out for months, just like you heard from Steve Bannon there. You can't think about 2022 or 2024. You've got to think about what happened 7, 8, 9 months ago. Because if that doesn't get fixed, or at the very least, if that doesn't get exposed, how is there ever going to be a free and fair election again? It'll never happen. If they cheated on a mass scale like they did, and we know they did, then they've got it rigged for the future. They've got it set to get everybody they want in there. They know, just like Steve Bannon says, they know they can't win. If it's just paper ballots, they know they can't win that way. So they've got to come up with the fake ballots. They've got to come up with the machines that they can manipulate that we now know are hooked up to the internet. Well, surprise, surprise, all those experts representing Dominion saying, oh no, nothing's connected to the internet. The lies of these people. And then they just keep trying to cover their tracks. What reporting you get, they're making fun of Mike Lindell. They're certainly not giving you any coverage of some of the key presentations. Not even from conservative sites. Nobody there from Fox News, not even interested, not even willing to look into it. Fox News, when they called Arizona in the early hours of November 3rd that evening, as far as Fox News was concerned, it was over. It was over. Biden was going to be the next president. And so we just don't need to even look into it from this point forward. Listen to a little bit more from Steve Bannon yesterday at the symposium, clip 2.
They are going to weaponize every aspect they can because you know why? They fully understand one point. These people are very smart and they're very tough. They understand they cannot win elections of the American people when you go to paper ballots. So they're going to weaponize everything around it. And if you think you've seen their toughest moves, if you think you've seen the hammer drop, we haven't seen anything yet. One thing about this conference and going forward, they've sown the wind and they're going to reap the whirlwind because the American people are going to demand full forensic audits of November 2020 in every state. That's what they feared. If they had the receipts, it would be totally open. They would rub your nose in it every day. They would show you every ballot. It wouldn't have to be any subpoenas. They would turn the routers over. They say, you not just lost, you got skunked. You lost Arizona. You lost Georgia. You lost these states. All the blue wall that we won in 16, you lost, you lost, you lost. They can't prove it. They don't have the receipts. So they're going to use every aspect of lawfare, of the media, of the criminal justice system, of everything they possibly can to do what? To thwart the will of the American people.
That's a point we've made previously over the last few weeks. Look, if they won this by the margin that the media told us they did, they would happily turn over everything. Here you go. Look at it again. Look at how we just absolutely destroyed you. I mean, 81 million votes, the most in history. But they don't want to turn over any of that. Instead, they're using they're weaponizing all of these government agencies to come after those who would audit, to come after those who would check the results, to come after those who want to check the machines. So Lindell has the big buildup to his statement last night, or what he was going to reveal at 7 p.m. And obviously something didn't work out the way that he was hoping. You had these representatives from Mesa County, Colorado, surprisingly, a state that really hasn't been in the mix as far as swing states are concerned. But they come from this county, a conservative county out in the western district of Colorado. And here are these county clerks, these county officials coming forward basically to blow the whistle and to say, hey, the Secretary of State's trying to strong arm us. The Secretary of State is trying to shut us up. In fact, as they were flying out to South Dakota, the Secretary of State in Colorado raided the offices of these county officials in Mesa, Arizona. And evidently, they're going to go through some forensic auditing of that county today at the symposium. So perhaps Mesa County comes out to be more significant than any of us realized going in. In any event, it looks like today they're getting into more detail, more of the, what do they call it, the packet captures, some of these things I'm not familiar with at all. Analyzing the data, in other words. And we'll try to do the best that we can to just give you the best bits. There's no question. It could probably all be condensed into 2 or 3 hours if it was organized just a little bit better and presented a little more clearly and succinctly. But as I saw online, somebody commenting saying, well, I can't just listen to people ramble on. I hope someone comes along and gives us a condensed summary of what happened or what was revealed. And we'll try to do that for you on this show over the next couple of days. This is one of the data analysts, Dr. Douglas Frank. He's at the symposium. He's the one that is exposing the algorithms and how that this cheating went on, not just in the swing states, but it really went on in every single state. Now, they've got for all of the propagandists in the media that are either ignoring this or making fun of it, there are, as Mike Lindell announced this morning, there are 48 states represented. That means there's 48, no doubt, legislators or more, because some states have several representatives there. But 48 states are representative. That are represented by politicians at the local level. So this is not going away. As much as the major media is trying to just brush this aside or ignore it, it's not going away, as Dr. Frank brings out. I mean, this is not something that the radicals in the Democrat Party are going to look at and say, hey, we better examine this. It's not certainly not something that the propagandists in the media are going to look at. It's going to happen, he says, he believes, at the grassroots level, but by some of these state senators, these state congresspeople that are going to go and start issuing subpoenas and get the support to examine everything the way that they're doing in Maricopa County. Listen to Dr. Douglas Frank yesterday at the symposium. This is clip 3.
So here's how our elections are being stolen. In a nutshell, this is how our elections are being stolen. Someone before the election decides what they want the outcome to be. Okay, it's a decision ahead of time. And then they make projections and they say, well, we think this is what's going to happen. So, and so they want to regulate that at a county level to make sure they get the outcome they want. So what they do is they inflate the registration databases. Now, this is before the election and during the election and after the election, they're manipulating the database. But beforehand, they make an estimate of what they think is going to happen and they inflate the registration databases. So the beginning big hack, most of the hack of the election takes place at this point, beforehand. They inflate the registration databases. The reason they do that is because it gives them a credit line of phantom voters.
So as he explains, they cheat going in. So there's cheating that happens before, during, and after. Most of it is put in place and prepared beforehand. And they base it on the most recent census data, which would go back to 2010. Then they look at the population growth. And then they as he says there, they inflate the registration data. They've got to be careful, though, because you can't have more people registered than there are actual people, or more people voting than there are actual people in the county. In any event, they estimate things, they look at polls going in, and then, and again, just think back to November 3rd. Think back to 10, 11 p.m. when everything just stopped in five states at the same time. That's because they were losing. That's because even going in, when they rigged it going in, Trump supporters turned out in droves. And so they had to stop everything and readjust the numbers, the algorithms. And we'll hope to see more evidence of that on this day's presentations. Listen again to Dr. Frank from yesterday, clip 4.
The machine's job is just simply to report progress. How are things going? Is it going as we predicted? If not, adjust it. And when you write a computer algorithm that does that kind of adjustment, it's comparing to some target value. So there's a target value, and then a computer's constantly checking and saying, how's it going? Is it matching what we planned? And then it's constantly making adjustments. So that's why the machines are so important. And yes, absolutely, the machines are connected to the internet.
Absolutely, they're connected to the internet. That's why everything was so carefully coordinated the night of the election. They had to stop with the count and then redo a few things and then fire up the machines again. And then everything's fixed. And in all of those states, there was a spike in Joe Biden's direction. Some of them, I mean, laughably so. I forget what it was, Michigan or Wisconsin, one of the northern states, where they had graphs showing the curve and then the spike straight up. When all of these votes, whether by the machines or just people turning in phantom ballots or running them through the machine twice, pulling out the extra ballots from under the table. Some of the stuff was on film. And yet there's people that still say, no evidence. This, by the way, Lindell kicked off his symposium with this terrific movie. And again, as I told you yesterday, a lot of the content really was discussed in this February issue of the Trumpet magazine, Tomorrow's News Today. Not just Dominion, but even who's behind Dominion and who's behind some of these radical changes they made to the election process. He's playing this terrific video, and we've played the montage before of all these Democrats that were so concerned in 2018 about cybersecurity. They were so concerned about the vulnerability of the machines, the voting machines. They were so convinced that there was meddling from overseas in 2016. Some of them to this day are still convinced of it. And then you get to November 3rd, and then the media anointing Biden as the fake king on November 7th, and they say, everything about that was perfect, and we can't even go back and look at it. And if you do go back and look at it, you're a conspiracy theorist. In fact, you're probably part of that January 6th movement that wanted to overthrow the government. It's all part of the attack, isn't it? You go back to the Wuhan lab, you go back to the November 3rd steal, and then the fake narrative from January 6th, the more you look at that, the more you see how it was a setup from the very beginning. How come this committee's not coming out with a days-long hearing? They just had one day? That's it? That's all that Pelosi and them were able to put together? And let's get four Capitol Hill police officers that can just bawl there in front of the camera. And that's it? That's your evidence? What about all of the footage? 14,000 hours. They're carefully controlling everything about that narrative and using it as an excuse to blot out those that would tell the truth. They did it to Donald Trump. Yesterday, they do it to Rand Paul. He can't say anything about the vaccine or what on social media. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's been blotted out, censored. This is happening in the United States of America. These people are radicals. These people are these people, probably some of them in pajamas in their basement, deciding who stays on Twitter and who gets kicked off. These 20-somethings probably. And all of these social media gods who think they know what's right and they know what's wrong. And then the weak Republicans or conservatives that won't even stand up to it. They won't even fight. Well, let's just move on to 2022. Hey, let's pass the infrastructure bill because Biden did it. We don't want to get behind it if it was Donald Trump. $1 trillion is too expensive, says Mitch McConnell. Now $1.2 trillion. Oh, yeah, I'll be on board with that. I mean, it's Joe Biden. We got to have bipartisanship. This is an attack on the United States of America. The corruption, the evil, the filth. Well, it's Isaiah 1, isn't it? Sickness from top to bottom. This video, I got a little off track there, but this video that they started with the Lindell Symposium yesterday, as I say, a terrific video. Here's clip 12. This is basically the video pointing out what we've pointed out before on this show about all of these Democrats that used to be concerned. About 2 seconds ago, they were really concerned about the machines and the software and the integrity of elections. Now, you don't hear a peep from them. Listen to how this is exposed, this hypocrisy, this double standard in that film that they played yesterday, clip 12.
Our investigation also revealed that contrary to the current political narrative, the election systems and their equipment were connected to the internet, making them infinitely hackable.
Voting machines themselves are not connected to the internet.
No voting machines are connected to the internet.
The devices are not connected to the internet.
They do not connect to the internet.
Those things are not connected to the internet.
The Department of Homeland Security says the 2020 election was the most secure in American history.
The 2020 election was the most secure in U.S. history.
That's what they say now, but just a short while ago, the political narrative was very different.
In 2018, electronic voting machines in Georgia and Texas deleted votes for certain candidates or switched votes from one candidate to another.
We brought in folks who, before our eyes, hacked election machines.
Workers were able to easily hack into an electronic voting machine. It was possible to switch votes.
Even hackers with limited prior knowledge, tools, and resources are able to breach voting machines in a matter of minutes.
Remote access software, which would make a machine like that, you know, a magnet for fraudsters and hackers.
Unfortunately, Dominion has recently been thrust into the national spotlight as part of a dangerous and reckless disinformation campaign aimed at sowing doubt and confusion over the 2020 presidential election. First, there were no switched or deleted votes involving Dominion machines. Dominion is not and has never been a front for communists. The company also does not have any ties to China whatsoever, including no ties, including investment or source code transfer. Let me be clear. Voting systems are, by design, meant to be used as closed systems that are not networked, meaning they are not connected to the internet.
Sounds like some of these machines are showing the tabulators can and are connected to the internet.
Throughout, you're going to, particularly where a vote is cast on election day, those machines tend to and should not be connected to the internet, certainly as a best practice.
But some have the capability, don't they?
Some may have modems that are typically disabled, but in certain states, I believe in Wisconsin, some are temporarily activated to transmit some counts.
But those tabulators are connected on election day because that's how they transmit the data to the counties and also into the unofficial.
In some cases, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Oh, so they are connected. They are. So now we know that. Well, they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be. And there's the long line of experts representing Dominion that would never, 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 never create anything that someone could manipulate, saying they're not connected. They said that they can't be connected to the internet. They lied. And then there's Chris Krebs finally, after about 3, 4, 5 questions, finally coming around. Well, yeah, even on election day. That's how they move all the data around. I mean, it's just devastating watching that 2 minutes. And where are the propagandists, the communists in the media? They're trying to cover this up. And you can see why. You can see why. You have to admire those who have some courage to go up against this satanic movement, this army. That's what it is. You know, my father was saying, I think he saw a fair bit of yesterday's symposium. He was saying this morning, you know, one thing you didn't hear all day long, you didn't hear anything about Barack Obama. Barack Hussein Obama. Remember the partier over the weekend? Cases are up, by the way, in Martha's Vineyard. But it's certainly not Obama's fault. There was a teacher down in Norman right here in Oklahoma saying that if you as a parent send your kid to school maskless, your kid is going to be responsible for murder. That's what she said. She's on some kind of education board here in Oklahoma. Well, where are the critics of Barack Obama saying, you know what, he might be guilty of murder? Dancing away, as Tucker Carlson said in his gray Hawaiian shirt. Dancing away, partying right through the weekend, Friday night, Saturday evening, brunch on Sunday, hundreds of people, celebrities all over the place. He's still alive and well. He's still working behind the scenes. He needs to be exposed at a symposium. It's probably not going to happen at the one in South Dakota. For all the good that they're doing, you're only going to get that here. I mentioned this issue yesterday, the China threat, the February issue of the Trumpet magazine. And, of course, you have the featured article, page 4 or 5, Wake Up to the Threat from China. That's several months ago in the Trumpet magazine. Tomorrow's News Today. And you know what the article is right in front of that? The personal from my father. It's Barack Obama in Bible Prophecy. It's an electrifying article. And again, you're only going to get that here, really. You're only going to get this kind of coverage here on this program or from my father's show, The Key of David. Barack Obama in Bible Prophecy? At the start of this piece, my father quotes from a note. This is a lovely note that Barack Obama left to Donald Trump. The day they switched, the day Obama left the White House, and in comes Donald Trump, and here's this leader coming in the spirit, in the power of Antiochus, writing this dear, sweet, precious note to Donald Trump, because he wanted him to do so well, didn't he? Obama said to Donald Trump that America's presidents are guardians of those, this is quoting Obama, they're guardians of those democratic institutions and traditions like rule of law, separation of powers, equal protection and civil liberties that our forebears fought and bled for. Says regardless of the push and pull of daily politics, it's up to us. We presidents, it's up to us, said Obama, to leave these instruments of our democracy at least as strong as we found them. I mean, you've got to really uphold these instruments of democracy. Don't you get in there and interfere with the deep state so much. Just let those agencies do their jobs. And this was written as he was preparing, as he was getting the DOJ and the FBI ready to attack Donald Trump at every turn. Even Fauci. Yeah, we'll lift any kind of restrictions left on gain of function. Get this pandemic, whatever it is, illegal investigations, spying, arresting people because they didn't say the word exactly like they did 3 years ago. Put them in jail if they belong to Trump. You can't trust them. We've got to lock them up. And they did. They did, and they laid the groundwork for a pandemic as well. It came out of the Wuhan lab in communist China. And Anthony Fauci, Tony Fauci, the one that now says we need to suspend our civil liberties and force people, mandate people to get the jab. We created the virus, and don't you know it, we've got the solution as well. This is really demonic stuff we're talking about here. That's why we've got to step back and understand there's a real spirit world. That's what my father goes through in this article. Revelation 12, Daniel 8, Daniel 11, 2 Kings 14. My father says, Mr. Obama's note to Donald Trump seems so noble and heartfelt, but it's one of the most diabolical and hypocritical messages ever written by a United States president. It says, Barack Obama spent his tenure as president doing exactly what he warned Mr. Trump not to do. For 8 years, he assaulted America's democratic institutions and traditions in pursuit of his supreme goal to fundamentally transform America. That was his goal. He said it coming in. Look at this headline from CNN today. I just cut and pasted it into my notes. The Senate passes a $3.5 trillion blueprint for transforming America. This is what we're going up against. A fundamental transformation. Who's behind it? Who's behind the election steal? That's what my father gets into in this article. Who's behind these false narratives? Who's behind all these propagandists in the media that just run to Martha's Vineyard to worship Barack Obama? Remember what it says in America Under Attack? They swoon. They swoon, these reporters. They love him. He can do no wrong. He's not going to spread the virus. He's too sophisticated. He's not just kicking back and twiddling his thumbs. This is his third term. This is Joe Obama we're talking about. Joe Biden, a lot of times, he doesn't really know what he's doing. It's hard for him to stay on the path. But Barack Obama knows what he's doing. And like my father has written, really, this administration is more Obama-like than Obama himself from 2009 to 2016, because he had to conceal the transformation. And there was more pushback, not nearly enough, but there was more pushback from Congress, even the Supreme Court. There were quite a few cases where the Supreme Court just smacked down the Obama people 9-0. That doesn't happen very often. But this is how far removed the Obama administration was from the Constitution. But that's only up through 2016 when Obama was in the White House. 2016, that's like in a lot of ways, that seems like a half century ago. Now the Democrat Party, this demonic influence, this Democrat Party is so much more radical and extreme and communist than it ever was even during the Obama years. But be assured, the groundwork was being laid. And now here we are in 2021. And the attack continues. And we have to understand and see the spiritual dimension behind this. My father writes, "Why talk about this now, 4 years after Mr. Obama left office?" It says, "Because this man continues to pursue his ambition to fundamentally transform America." That's the truth. That's the truth. And you're not going to hear it at the Lindell Symposium, sorry. You might hear some other good stuff. But here you hear it in the Trumpet magazine. This is the February issue, Tomorrow's News Today. This magazine keeps you informed because the articles are based on the sure word of Bible prophecy. This is how we know. This is how we can speak so authoritatively on these subjects, because we understand about the spirit world. This is not a political war. This is a spiritual war. You can call our operators and subscribe if you haven't already. 1-866-930-3024. Just an outstanding article. My father says, "But behind this vast network of lies, corruption, and lawlessness, there stood one man, Barack Obama." Barack Obama. He stood behind it all. Let me just back up. It says, "The United States entered its greatest political crisis ever on November 3rd, election day. To make Joe Biden president, the radical left flagrantly manipulated the nation's voting system. Then for weeks, the mainstream media, at least half the public, most of the nation's politicians, Democrats and Republicans, and much of the rest of the world believed Mr. Biden had been legitimately elected president. He won. The media said so. So we just move on. And you, if you even make a statement like any of those Democrats did in that montage about how vulnerable we are, you're out. You're off Twitter. You're off YouTube. Fox had to delete it from a report last weekend because they knew YouTube wouldn't let it go. They knew YouTube wouldn't allow it. So there's Fox News saying, hey, we'll help you in advance. We'll delete the comment from Donald Trump where he talked about the election steal. We'll just take it out. I mean, this is straight out of 1984. So Orwellian. It just goes right down the memory hole. And then we'll change it. We'll manipulate it. We'll make sure the message, it fits within the YouTube and Twitter guidelines. The police, law enforcement at social media, we'll make sure that they approve. They loved the election steal theme in 2016 and 17, that's for sure. But they won't let you even bring up, not a word of it now. Boy. How do you explain this unless you understand that there is a real, a very, very real spirit world? It says here, my father writes, but it was a giant lie. Mountains of evidence prove that the election was manipulated, all at court hearings in multiple states. Hundreds of witnesses gave firsthand accounts of all sorts of nefarious behavior. Thousands of witnesses signed affidavits alleging fraud. Prominent scientists and data analysts investigated the numbers and testified of the statistical impossibility of some vote counts. Electronic voting machines and software were audited and revealed dishonest activity. There was even video footage exposing obvious illicit behavior. And yet, what do the propagandists say? It was perfect. It was perfect. Perfectly secure. You know, you leave aside even all of this about November 3rd. Speaking of tomorrow's news today, Sam brought this to my attention yesterday. When you look at how vulnerable computer systems are all around the world, it'd be every day you're hearing about a hack, another hack. Mike Lindell said there was news of Israel being hacked by the Chinese. Yesterday, he brought it to the attention of his attendees there at the symposium. I mean, this is happening all the time. I saw Steve Bannon this morning talking to his co-host. They both run different websites. They talk about how they're just coming under attack every day. They came under attack yesterday. You know about Mike Lindell's symposium. It was delayed by an hour because his servers went down. He was attacked. Everything is so dependent on computers and networks and the internet. That's just the way of life in 2021. And so for these people to come out and say, oh, everything there was totally secure, even as all these businesses, these corporations, these government agencies are having to shut everything down, these financial institutions, they're having to shut everything down because of cyber attacks. And as I say, you want to talk about tomorrow's news today? Ezekiel 7 and verse 14, it says, they have blown the trumpet, even to make all ready, but none goes to the battle, for my wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. That's a prophecy in Ezekiel 7 and verse 14. And you know how long ago my father was talking about that verse with respect to cyber attacks? That's in the Trumpet magazine in 1999. That's America's Achilles heel. You can see the title there. That's where we're vulnerable. So you have all these, the Democrat parade in 2018, sounding the alarm about the machines, the software, the internet. And there's the Trumpet magazine. There's my father writing about it in 1999. Can you believe this? Tomorrow's news today, I hope you're subscribing to The Trumpet. I hope you're visiting The Trumpet website. This is a good source you can send to family and friends. I mean, we never suggest that you be pushy about that sort of thing, but there's a lot of people. There's more and more people these days that are very, very concerned. We camped next to this, he was probably 69, 70 years of age, this gentleman out at the campground over the weekend. Had a good chat with him. He talked about visiting his children. They're about my age. And then seeing their grandchildren, 14, 15 years of age, he said, I can't even imagine. This world is nothing like what it was 10, 20 years ago. And I can't even imagine what it will be like 20 years from now, what it will be like for our grandchildren. And then he just talked about family living, how it's so very different today, even in watching his children take care of their children, and how they're all just addicted to the devices. And then we just stupidly go along, assuming that the devices are, they're always secure. No one would ever follow you around on the internet. Well, just look at the advertisements that come up based on an Amazon search that you did a few days ago. It's all connected. People are watching. The government is watching. NSA is watching. They're spying on Tucker Carlson. Why? Well, he sent an email out to some Russian representative trying to get an interview with Vladimir Putin. He's a reporter, after all. But so they're spying on Tucker Carlson. See, they know, these political hacks that are 30 years on bureaucrats. They know what's evil and what's not evil. Well, it's Russia. I mean, that's Russia. We got to track everything there. CCP with Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family, nothing to see there. Just close the laptop. Come on. Move on. Cover it up. Don't look into an election steal. Don't even look into it. In fact, create this false flag, this false narrative on January 6th so that we can really go after people and persecute them for even bringing up the election steal. I mean, these are abominable tactics. Straight out of the mind of the devil. What did I give to you yesterday, Mr. Armstrong, back in 1980? Talking about communism being the devil's tool. A tool of the devil. This article, my father says, America's entire electoral system is now in shambles. The nation will never have another secure, uncontested election. And it's all because the radical left engaged in an unrestrained assault on America's democratic institutions and traditions, including the Constitution and the rule of law. It says hundreds, even thousands of people and institutions were involved in this coup. Directly or indirectly, virtually all of America's top media organizations and personalities were complicit, as well as the powerful tech companies and most of the nation's top politicians. And then he says this, I read this earlier, but behind this vast network of lies, corruption, and lawlessness, there stood one man, Barack Hussein Obama. One man. And my father goes through, hey, we've been tying it in to the story there in Malachi's message over the past week. And my father takes us through some prophecies in Daniel 8 and Daniel 11. He talks about those individuals coming in the spirit of Antiochus. There's three of them. The first one was in spiritual Israel. We saw what kind of destruction that man caused in God's church, God's own church. An abomination of desolation. And then there's another Antiochus-like figure that comes from the Israelite nation right here in America, and that would be Barack Obama. And look at the destruction. Look at the attack. Look at the evil. Look at the sickness. Sickness from head to toe. America Under Attack, that's the booklet my father wrote in 2012. Let me just come back to the presentation yesterday by Dr. Douglas Frank at the symposium talking about how that the communists use the algorithms to cheat, not in one state or two states or five states, but in all the states. This is clip five.
I've been going around the country talking to people in different states, and every once in a while I come across a county clerk who says, "Oh no, Dr. Frank, we follow all the guidelines. Our elections are totally secure." So I bring out the data, I show them the evidence, and they're like, "Oh, we were hacked, huh? Yep, you were." And then they're not happy. They're very unhappy. And in several states now, across the country, people like that have said, "Hey, Dr. Frank, why don't you bring your team in and let's do a complete forensic audit of our machines?" So you think that Maricopa is an audit? How would you like to do an audit where you have access to everything and nobody knows? We go in, we take complete images of all the machines, of all the digital software that are in them, of all the routers, of everything. Before, during, and after the election, we record the activity during the election, all of that, at the bequest of the county people. We have those.
That's pretty amazing. You would think that would get a little bit more publicity. And maybe Maricopa County is a big enough distraction for Rachel Maddow and company, as they've been screaming about the forensic audit going on there. This man's been going around county by county. And according to what he said just right there, there's counties that are quite happy to turn over all the machines and routers and everything. And he says there that we have those. He went on to say this, clip six.
By the way, if someone knew that we had a complete recording of their election and it was going to expose a bunch of officials, what do you think might happen? Maybe we might have a few people that might want to come forward.
So there he is suggesting they've got whistleblowers. And again, we don't want to jump to conclusions over what seemed like a disappointing end to the first day of the symposium yesterday. But something's happening in Mesa County that looks diabolical, at least coming in from the top, the Secretary of State, trying to intimidate. In some ways, you come away from last night and say, "Oh, a Secretary of State is intimidating a conservative." That's not exactly breaking news. That's happening in just about every blue state in the country. On the other hand, if he has the details, if he has the images, if he has the receipts, if he has the proof, and then there's whistleblowers to go with it, as I say, maybe that should get a little bit more publicity. Coming back to this article, it's actually a sidebar within my father's piece. Brad McDonald put this together, and he talked about how active David Plouffe, he was the right-hand man, one of them, for Barack Obama during the Obama years, and then leading up to the election, going back to 2017, 2018, Plouffe, he developed this close and intimate relationship with big tech, Mark Zuckerberg in particular. And then you know about all of the tens of millions of dollars of funding that Zuckerberg's people provided, not for counties across the state, but just for these deep, dark blue counties, the inner cities, places like Philadelphia, places like Atlanta, places like Milwaukee, Detroit. And as this sidebar brings out, Plouffe he's connected to Obama on the one side, and he's connected to Zuckerberg, and then all these tens of millions of dollars of cash coming into these precincts saying, "Hey, we're really gonna have to cook the books here." It says here, in a Citizen's Guide to Beating Donald Trump released last year, this is Brad McDonald writing, Plouffe wrote that, quote, "The contest for the presidency may come down to block-by-block street fights in Detroit, Milwaukee, and Philadelphia." He mentioned cities by name and a block-by-block street fight. If we're going to beat Donald Trump, we're going to have to do it in Detroit, Milwaukee, and Philadelphia. Wouldn't you know it? That's where the worst of the cheating took place. I guess you could add Atlanta to the mix as well, but I don't even know if Atlanta rises to the level of thievery and deceit and cheating and stealing as those three cities. It says here at the end of the article, he's actually quoting from my father. He says, I am also certain that we are about to see some of the biggest frauds exposed, perhaps ever. That comes from my father's article going back to the January issue of the Trumpet magazine. Well, there's so much more I could get to in this electrifying piece. This is the February issue of the Trumpet magazine, and I suppose I should offer that particular issue. You can, of course, get to the articles online. Both of those articles I mentioned, the China threat and then also Barack Obama in prophecy. But if you call our operators, we can even send you out a back issue. I'm assuming we have a little bit in storage. The 800 number is 866-930-3024. That's the toll-free number where you can request any and all literature that we make available on this show. I think we have time for a couple more clips. This is Douglas Frank yesterday at the symposium, clip 7.
Let's say you want to add a bunch of people to a county. You want to add a bunch of phony voters. Are you just going to add a million 60-year-olds? No, that would stick out like a sore thumb. You have to add a certain number of each age. Well, how many do you add? What do you compare to? The census. And you use the best census available, the 2010 census. You shift it 10 years, you attenuate it to the size of the county, and you fill up to there. Does that make sense? And if you do that, if you fill up to there, if you fill up to there, you notice it's going to take on the shape of the census. And a couple of the distinguishing features are these two peaks on the side and this peak here. You'll see those in every county in the country in their registration database because they're filling up to the census. So it's like a fingerprint in every county. And I've done thousands of counties now across the country, and it's in every county.
Every county. Hurry on here with the next and final clip, clip 8.
This is Hamilton County, Ohio. This is right near me. This is Cincinnati. It's a big county. So these are real data now, not makeup data. You notice we've got age across the bottom again and how many thousands of people of each age. You can see the millennials and the baby boomers nice and clearly. Yep. This is Ohio now, not Pennsylvania. Here's who's registered to vote in Ohio, in Cincinnati, Hamilton, Ohio. Oops. When I showed this to the Board of Elections director in Cincinnati, she was shocked. She's like, how did that happen? Exactly. By the way, I'm not the only person to figure this out. In October, Judicial Watch published an article before the election showing that 353 of our counties in the United States, in 29 states, had voter registration more than the population. Why did we let this happen?
Why did we let this happen? Says Dr. Frank. And he refers back to that Judicial Watch piece from last October. We knew, and that squares with some of the clips we played, didn't we? Right after the election fraud, we went back and we showed how, well, they're actually preparing us for this. Yeah, I mean, get ready for the red wave, but just be patient. The blue wave will come in. And then Judicial Watch saying, yeah, 353 counties, they have more people registered than they even have people. And then that's what Dr. Franks is turning up with some of his research after the fact. Sorry, I have to cut it off there. That's all we have time for on one of the fastest moving hours in broadcasting. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We thank you for joining us on today's show, and we'll see you tomorrow.